Well, we had a city council meeting on Wednesday. Soil and Water was there talking about their soil and water plan. What do you got to report on that?
Yeah, Elena Berg was there giving a brief overview of what the water and soil plan is and what their duties are. They're charged with, you know, monitoring the whole watershed here that, you know, then ultimately for the county, but also for the city. And so, I don't know, a lot of you perhaps have seen all of these exploratory wells or monitoring wells, supposedly in the old sites of the gas stations and stuff. And we're concerned now that they interpret that monitoring and start doing something if they're going to do something.
And to be sure the money's there to do it.
Right. We said that please don't send down mandates from either the feds or the state without the money to implement those mandates. We don't want to get to be like the school system. You know, they get all kinds of stuff dumped on them, but they have no money.
Okay. Well, that sounds reasonable. And salary contract ratified?
Yeah. Well, right at last time we had ratified the contract with the union. They also then ratified it. And so that was a done deal. And simply to carry on with that, we gave a similar increase to the department heads. So that's pretty much of a straightforward thing. We also ratified the final levy for 2012, and that resulted in a 1.32% decrease from last year. So we're kind of happy with that.
Well, that's also kind of going against the trend.
Well, we've been known to do that.
Well, yeah, I imagine. Planning and zoning. Let's talk a little bit about that because there's something going on about that.
Well,
you need people on it too.
Yeah, for sure. Tim Kennedy is the council's representative to planning and zoning. He was outlining there's a project afoot here to rezone and re-identify the land that was traditionally the Tom Tabota Motel that's in the very early stages. And along with that, there's going to be quite a bit of public input. And like you said, Jay, there's a number of vacancies on that planning and zoning board. And so if you would, you know, it'd be nice to get involved. It's a good place to start. And, you know, if you're concerned about our community, that's where you can show that concern.
Well, speaking of the concern about the community, it looks like the snow's being removed, and the first time we've had to deal with that so far this year.
Yeah, I was almost 2 minutes late. I had to brush off my truck.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Larry Carlson, Mayor of Grand Marais, was in this morning to talk to us, and have a happy new year. I wished you that the last time you were here, but I forgot that this you were going to be here today. It was interesting. Three times this month.
Well, aren't you lucky? Well, happy new year to you, too.